from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
joining us right now from BaltimoreBaseball.com, veteran writer Rich Dubroff. What's going on, Rich?
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a one-on-one, the pleasure of having a one-on-one with new Oriole owner David Rubenstein, and I read the article. My favorite question and answer out of it is not about the trade deadline. I'm sure we'll get to that. It's when you asked him, have you been able to translate any of the things that you've learned in private equity in your business career to running a team? I loved his answer, Rich, that he gave to that.
Well, it was the whole interview was really fascinating to me. We're going to have part two tomorrow. And, you know, I wondered that. I mean, this guy has been one of the most successful investors of all time. And he said, you know, it's not like running a baseball team. He basically knows what he doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know, he's taking over a team that was doing really well. You know, lots of times when teams aren't doing well, they're sold. And this team was doing really well. And, you know, he basically said he knows, you know, in business, he knows how to judge good people and not so good people. And he's learned, you know, how to motivate people. But I don't think he has to do any of that here because the team's doing so well.
And there was another question that he had, I think. Great question, great answer. You were directly asking about payroll. You said the trade deadline's only, you know, 6 days away. Are you willing to significantly increase the payroll? And his answer basically was exactly that. I don't know what I'm doing in that area. Mike Elias does.
Yeah.
And he said he doesn't want to be – it was a very funny, I thought. He said, I don't want to come in and say I got a big bag of money, just don't know what to do with it, so go flutter around some players. So he trusts Elias, it sounds like, completely, it's as far as his decision-making.
Well, he certainly does. You know, and I think when you know he came in, the fans were very, very happy that the Orioles had a new owner. And I think they envisioned a guy, you know, walking down the street throwing – you know, throwing money in the air and, right, and hoping that they'd sign, you know, players and increase the payroll. But this guy is a very studious person. He studies business very closely, and Elias is a lot like that. You know, it doesn't surprise me that Mike Elias would thrive under David Rubenstein, because I think in a lot of ways they're both highly intelligent, very educated people who operate unemotionally. And I think that that's what's happening here. Of course, you know, next week will be really, you know, it'll be really interesting in a lot of ways. But I think that, you know, people will be, you know, people can rest assured that this guy isn't going to, you know, this guy is competitive. I mean, he didn't get into this thing to lose.
No.
I mean, you know, if he's going to spend all this money, he wants a team that wins.
And I think you're spot on. I mean, they're both very smart, and smart recognizes smart, if I want to dumb it down to just game recognize game. Yeah. He trusts them.
Hey, Rich, an interesting question about this, and I think we all want to know, is he going to let the baseball guys make baseball decisions and he makes those financial decisions when all said and done?
Absolutely. I think that... you know, I think that, you know, he'll set parameters, of course. I mean, this team is not going to have in a year or two, a $250 million or $300 million payroll. Because one of the things that we'll talk about tomorrow is the market. And he recognizes that, you know, Baltimore isn't New York or Los Angeles. And, you know, it's not a wealthy area, so that, you know, they're not going to be able to sustain, a large payroll like that. So I think that, he'll make the business decisions, and he's not going to say, oh, well, you know, I think you ought to draft this player from Duke, you know, because I went there. That's not him at all. He sees that, you know, Elias has built this thing from the ground up, and, you know, he wasn't there in 2019 when they started. So he understands what they're facing, and it's just going to be fascinating to watch. But I don't think he's going to be making any of the baseball decisions at all.
Rich Dubroff joins us from BaltimoreBaseball.com. For more on the interview with Orioles owner David Rubenstein, go to the website. Tremendous read. Now, Rich, you're with this team on a daily basis, and the trade deadline is fastly approaching. This next Tuesday. You know, I'm sure everybody had their idea what the Orioles needed a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Have your thoughts changed on the Orioles' needs as they approach the trade deadline, or is it about the same?
Well, I think that they need more.
Yeah.
Everybody thought, well, gee, they need another starting pitcher. Well, that's pretty obvious that they need another starting pitcher because the loss of Kyle Bradish. I mean, whoever they get isn't going to be as good as Kyle Bradish.
True.
I mean, there isn't that kind of pitcher on the market. You know, whether it's Crochet or Skubal, they're good pitchers, but they're not in the class of Bradish. So they certainly need another starter. They obviously need another reliever or two. And, you know, the lineup in some ways is kind of looking stale. You know, the last few weeks they haven't been hitting as well as they were. They hit real well in the first two games that we saw in Texas, but you know, since then not so well. And I think that they might want to juice up that lineup a little bit. So one of the things that Mike Elias has said over the years is that he expected the Orioles to be a transactional team, and so I always took that to mean that he'd be aggressive in trading. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if there were a lot of moves next week. To juice up the offense, which I thought they would pretty much leave alone a few weeks ago. But now these weeks have made it apparent that maybe they need, a little bit of a spark.
Hey, Rich, you're obviously very close to the team. You get to sit down with the new owner. He, from the outside looking in, it seems like he does everything. I mean, I love his answers to your questions. I like the fact that he's out there throwing hats and squirting people with water. Like, what was your personal reaction to meeting him and interviewing him?
Well, I actually didn't meet him.
Okay.
I did it. It was on Zoom, so I mm-hmm. still haven't met him. I've been around him. I mean, I was in the press conference that Rob hosted before opening day, but I haven't gotten a chance. I haven't gotten a chance to meet him. I spent a half hour with him talking, and I just found him to be, you know, fascinating. I think that the throwing the hats and throwing the balls and, you know, squirting fans, I think that's his way of trying to connect with mm-hmm. fans, and I think it's really, really worked. Because I really don't think that Peter Angelos would have done much of that,
yeah.
But I think that and that works here. You know, I wouldn't have imagined him doing that because I knew who he was when he took over the team. I remember I covered an event that he hosted at the Smithsonian with Cal Ripken in 2018, and I found him. You know, he questioned Cal then, and I just found him to be a very earnest person willing, you know, wanting to learn more about a subject. And, you know, he's learning the fan base through these interactions. You know, he walks through the stands and people come up to him and give him their opinion. And, And I think he enjoys that.
I think you're absolutely right. Because when I moved here from New York, one of the pieces of advice people gave me, they said, in this town, people want to be able to touch you. Like, and they want you to walk among them and literally touch you. And thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy's touching me right now. And do all this. I think that's exactly what he's doing. He's just walking among the people, and they love it.
Yeah, and I think so. I mean, you know, you and I come from, you know, not very far away from each other in Brooklyn. And, you know those neighborhoods.
Just
and,
like here. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a lot, you know, a lot like here. And I think the people are very, very similar, even though they would never want to hear that.
No. There he is, Rich Dubroff. Rich, tell folks about BaltimoreBaseball.com.
Well, yeah, BaltimoreBaseball.com, 24/7 coverage of the Orioles. And this is a great day for me because after I'm done with you, I get to go on jury duty.
I heard.
Have fun, man.
Miami versus jury duty. Jury duty wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I get to watch. You know, I'll see if I can watch the game in the jury waiting room.
We better swept by these fish, Rich.
Yeah. Well, you know, as Jim Henneman would say, that's a reverse lock.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, Rich, thanks a lot for your time this morning, man.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.